From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Protests have broken out in Soma, Turkey, where over 100 mine workers remain trapped underground after an electrical transformer explosion. At least 245 miners have been confirmed dead. The protesters say the incident could have been prevented if only government officials hadn't voted down a motion to examine the safety of the coal plants just 20 days ago. Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan has visited the mine and declared 3 days of mourning for the victims. And Turkey's Minister of Energy said this might be the worst mine accident in the country's history, as Turkey-based journalist Laura Wells explains.
He prepared people earlier in the day saying that this might be the most disastrous mine accident in Turkey's history. The worst accident was in 1992 when 236 perished. So we're already above that number, and we're looking to have many, many more casualties.
Crisis talks have begun in Kiev without participation from pro-Moscow militants. International monitors are leading the talks between Ukraine's interim government and other leading figures. In Nigeria, it's reported that 200 members of Islamist militant group Boko Haram are dead after residents of three northern villages fought back at an attack by the militants. The news comes as U.S. and U.K. teams work with the Nigerian government to secure the release of the hundreds of schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram. But in the U.S., some senior lawmakers, including former Republican presidential nominee John McCain, say President Obama is not doing enough. Here's Lorna Shattuck.
Speaking to the Daily Beast, Senator McCain said if he were U.S. president, he would already be doing several things to help rescue the girls that the Obama administration has declined to do. That includes, he said, pre-positioning American special forces to be ready to enter Nigeria and rescue the 200-plus schoolgirls if the chance arose. The senator said such action should be allowed under international law because the abduction is what he called a crime against humanity.
The U.S. military is hoping to transfer Chelsea Manning to a civilian prison so she may receive treatment for her gender dysphoria. Chelsea Manning, previously known as Bradley Manning, has been sentenced to 35 years in prison for releasing hundreds of thousands of classified documents via WikiLeaks. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
No decision has been made, but the Pentagon is reviewing how to properly balance the soldiers' medical needs, in this case, Chelsea Manning's need for treatment for gender dysphoria, with the U.S. military's obligation to ensure Private Manning remains behind bars. Officially, the U.S. military does not provide hormone treatment for transgender enlistees, and transgender soldiers can be summarily dismissed, but the U.S. Department of Veterans does.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A long delay is coming to the murder trial of South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius after the judge ordered the athlete be sent for a month-long complete psychiatric evaluation. The state applied for the motion after a psychiatrist testified for the defense that the athlete suffers from a general anxiety disorder. Pistorius is charged with murder after he shot and killed his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. He maintains it was an accident. A British court has heard the entertainer Rolf Harris say it takes two to tango when he was confronted about an alleged victim of sexual abuse. The 84-year-old, who is on trial for a number of indecent assault charges dating back to the 1960s, is accused of making the comment to the brother of one of his alleged victims. UK correspondent Dan Whitehead reports.
The jury at Southwark Crown Court in London heard on Wednesday from the brother of the alleged victim. The alleged victim's mother also gave evidence, saying she remembers Mr. Harris going upstairs to see her teenage daughter, who was 14 or 15 at the time. Mr. Harris admits an affair with the woman, but denies it started while she was underage.
And a convicted murderer in the U.S. state of Texas has been granted a stay of execution just 2 hours before he was scheduled to be put to death. Evidence has emerged suggesting Texas prosecutors knew the man was mentally disabled and therefore ineligible for execution. Daniel Wrenches has more.
Robert James Campbell was due to be the first death row inmate to be executed after the state of Oklahoma botched an execution and drew attention to mounting doubts about the sourcing of drugs. A federal appeals court has denied a claim that the Texas execution should be halted on the basis that the state has refused to supply information about the source of its drugs. Instead, the panel has ordered the stay of execution on the basis of allegations that prosecutors withheld evidence.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.